Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast.
Thank you.
It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments. Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
We hope that you held out and waited for us. All eight of our listeners, so glad to have you back. And we're glad to be back. Took our break from VBS and all that cool stuff and a holiday and all that jazz. And here we are back, and we officially dubbed this moment as the beginning of Season 5.
What holiday?
Wow, Christmas.
Season 5 of sndkidman.com.
How many
podcast.
Years?
All of them.
Yes, Jared, with two microphones.
Why are two microphones?
We actually started.
Why do you have one?
I don't know.
We actually started in 2017 is when
Jared's
we started.
Jared's been gone longer
year.
Than us, though. Can we address that? Jared was on vacation, I feel like, before we.
Again?
He was on three vacations.
Like, before we took
like
a break.
Like, literally in a row.
Two.
That you can remember.
Year, that's it.
That you can remember so far.
And, then we took our break, and then.
And then he had a seizure, and then.
We had to wait for him to come back.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Today's topic is going to be about, well, you guessed it, our Jesus. VBS that we just had.
Yes.
So, we did a space theme, an astronaut theme. I know I told you guys work out, but we're going to go with the VBS. Out of this world, VBS.com. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, it's a website.
It's been a website for a limited time only, though.
An unlimited time?
For an unlimited time only.
Unlimited time only. Out of this world, VBS.com. Yes, I still get to put a photo album on there. Is what I like to do to finish it off. Mm-hmm. Put the photos of what we had on there. The ones we're allowed to have anyway. The ones we took. And maybe even some video clips. Of.
We have the recap.
And you got the whole movie file too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we made the recap, which is just
the highlights of
right,
like
the highlight,
a 10-minute highlight reel.
We can do that. If you put the whole video together, all of them as one big video on YouTube or something, I can use a link and put it on there. That way, you can have the whole file.
Yeah,
you can do that. And we got some pictures, so our VBS turned out pretty cool, real good. I mean, considering the hurdles everyone's going through from the COVID stuff, and so we heard a lot of churches around our area were struggling with attendance and everything.
We definitely did not.
And, well, no, we didn't get...
I mean, it wasn't as high as usual, but
yeah.
I think it was a good number. I mean, everyone agreed.
Really
it was so 60? Manageable, and it was like, it was nice to have that.
Mm-hmm.
It was even, too. It wasn't like one group really loaded with a bunch of
kids. Yeah, every group had about 10 to 12.
Yeah.
That's a good number, I think.
Yeah. We have
except
four
for Tots,
groups.
Who had 16, which Tots is...
Oh, that was overloaded there.
We'll have to figure it.
That's a big one. Yeah, our 2 to 5 year olds.
We had about 60 every night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, considering other churches in the area did not have near that.
They suck.
No. Jared,
podcast.
I mean, some of them were some of the bigger churches too. Like
don't
in
say
our
that
area.
Kind of stuff.
And we got rid of our props, which were loaned upon us to use from a. Nate in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, props
he did
to them.
This.
That's a big success.
Props to him, yes. Very huge success. They actually went back to went back to Ohio, Zanesville, Ohio, a children's, for the whole state, the children's director for the state up there was told about it from Nate that we had those available, and he came and picked it up. I think it wasn't 2 weeks after we tore it down or whatever.
Nice.
And they're going to use it for their kids' camp next year.
Yeah, it's a very small world. The dude's originally from Indiana, because I was like, where are you guys from? He's like, well, I'm originally from Indiana. I was like, do you know Everett Davenport? He's like, huh, yeah. I was like, he's my father-in-law.
And you knew Everett?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I just thought it was funny. I was like, he's my father-in-law. And he started laughing.
That is a small world, man.
He knew Bishop, too, from back in the day when he was working with the youth in Indiana and all that stuff. So that's about all I knew. He knew about the church here. And so, that's pretty neat. I didn't know he knew
that's
Everett.
Crazy.
So that's neat. So he'll be using that. So all the props were gone, and that was taken care of. That's a big deal for us because we usually get some big props and
hard to store.
Yeah, we can't store it. I mean, it would if we put it out in the ghost building, it would have been deteriorated within a week. The moisture would have tore it up, and we just
the
monsters in there. Yeah, mm-hmm. The big rats would have chewed them apart.
The homeless ghosts, they move right in.
Yep. Yeah. Well, actually, the homeless probably would have took that rocket out of there and used it for a home somewhere. It's big enough to crawl into and lay down. And that's no joke. We've had people back there.
We could have just done that.
Really?
That would have been a nice community service.
We've had people. Even before I come here, you'd go back in the back and see little bitty tiny fires where they'd come in and sit there. And you guys would know,
I've
right?
I've seen it smoking before, after they've left.
They'd come inside the ghost building back there and use it for a shelter and sleep in there.
Better run people out.
We got paintball guns.
That was true. So, but
we could have just dropped it off downtown and just
sit on the side of the road,
put
free stuff.
This corner of Christian Help.
There would have been a, what do they call that, like a, when people all live together, like a commune. It would have been like a commune by the end of the
day. Just had levels to it, little lofts. Yeah.
But Out of This World was nice. Out of This World, and we had some good premium take-home stuff, prizes for the kids. And how do you guys think the drama, we had, it was a three-night deal, and we had our rotation classes. We had the crafts class, the game activity. Jared did the activities. The games. And then I did the Bible lesson class, and then Michelle and Barbie did the crafts, right?
Knocked it out of the
they
park.
Really did.
These real good crafts.
If anyone needs to hire them to do their crafts for their next VBS.
They did. I like that.
I kept offering, I'll just order you stuff. And they're like, no, we got it. I'm like, okay.
The little planets, they made it look like the little swirly. They painted these little
ping pong balls?
And the sensory bottles.
How they made them look like planets was phenomenal. And I call them lava lamp bottle because it kind of had them little gelatin balls inside the water floating around. You can see it.
Galaxy dough the first night. They made like the Play-Doh with like this glitter and the stars.
That's right. They had like a silly putty or a
Play-Doh type.
With the glitter in it.
Yeah, they made all kinds of cool stuff.
It's a neat stuff, the kids.
And it wasn't like the same thing for every class. They had specific things for every age group day.
That is true. I've never noticed that before. Of course, they just took that and they had a craft for smaller kids and a craft for bigger kids, which that is a huge plus bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we ever done that before?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think we just kind of had like one craft for all the kids that come in there.
Yeah. Everyone else just phones it in.
Maybe back in like episode 11 we did.
Yeah, like I bought, for toddlers, I bought like some sticker sheets and like the scratch rainbow things and like some of that stuff that they could do, but
Justice loved the rocket, the rocket that they made. They like colored coloring page of a rocket and then taped ribbons to the end of it to make it look like flames coming out of the bottom.
Governor Jim Justice came to the VBS.
What?
Oh my gosh. Our child.
Oh yeah.
No, because he's too busy.
You confused.
He's busy hiding.
No child with the governor.
Oh my!
I'm
goodness.
Surprised he didn't because he's hiding the aliens.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He heard there were aliens here.
He's hiding
he was
aliens
taking care
underneath
baby dog.
He's baby dog guards the aliens underneath Bob Evans.
Like our Bob Evans?
All of them.
Oh, all of them.
All of them in the state of West Virginia.
So, Jared, explain some of the games you did. And most of yours are outside,
I don't
right?
I remember, man.
You don't remember?
Had a couple injuries.
We had an ambulance on call.
Did we?
I think it was just rug
burn.
In
case of seizure heaven.
Oh, yeah, that one. Girl.
We had some rug burn.
That was her fault. I believe I did one. The first night we did, like, hockey, but it was with the pool noodles with, a ball.
Uh-huh.
And I could say that was a planet for the theme, whatever.
It's hard to do games the noodles. With the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second night, I believe I did.
Well, the first night was the only night you could
be
outside.
Got you. Yeah, we should have got you
we
laser
did,
tag
we
for
did,
the two inside nights.
For inside, we did the space chicken run.
Because it rained the second and third
And then
night.
The third night, we did the cup game, too, which the little kids like that. And then for the teen, like not the teens, but the older group, we played the green ball game the second night, and then they just liked it.
Is this a game that you invented? Or
no, Nate and Andrew invented.
They invented another game, green ball and Matrix.
Now explain the green ball game. What's going on here?
If you don't bleed, you lose.
Yeah, green ball, basically everyone sits in a circle with chairs and there's a person in the middle. They pretty much have to get the ball as you're passing it to other people in the circle.
It's kind of like monkey in the middle.
And whoever last touches it they have to go in the middle as long as the person in the middle grabs the ball. So what you can do, you could either pass somebody or you can try to throw it off of somebody and it ricochets off and then they grab it and then they have to get in the middle. So it ends up smacking people in the face with the ball.
But honestly, we had a kid who, like Travis knows, but because we had all the way up to middle school. Actually, middle school was our biggest group.
Yeah, they were out of hand.
The Big Dippers.
The Big Dippers, we called them. But they had, like, the biggest group every night. And there were a couple kids I know that asked Jared, like, when can we play this again? And he's like, come to church. And, like, some of them have popped in and
there
out.
There you go.
My coworker came to VBS, and she came this morning, too.
Sweet. Oh, she came this morning?
Yeah, I didn't get to see her. But
oh, my goodness.
Jonathan was in.
And her son's coming back because of green ball game, so.
Yeah.
When? Good job, Jared.
It was really funny. Not funny, but it was like an awe moment. I think it was the last night, and that kid Jonathan, he came, like, I think I was walking out. He's like, dude, you're so awesome. I was like, oh, and then.
Well, he doesn't know you, does he?
Like, his mom goes like, oh, yeah, he just talks about how awesome you are. I'm like.
You know who you're talking to?
And now he comes to church all because of Jared.
Come on. Look at that.
But I was like, oh, that's cool. I mean, the thing was, I didn't even try. So I was
just
like,
being Jared.
I'm not. I sound really.
Oh, like I was just being like the most humble person I could ever be.
Yeah, right.
It was just cool.
That was cool.
Well, neat. So that's awesome to hear. That's what you're in it for. You want to see that kind of residual come back. And so having a co-worker
come. And they work with Travis. That's the same person.
Taylor.
A co-worker and a youth.
But he talks a lot in class, so we need to figure that out.
Travis sees him sometimes.
Yeah.
That could be a sign that he could be used very well in church in the future. So take advantage of that.
He's very talented.
Use that.
Interesting.
So let's talk about the group names. We divide all of our kids up in four groups, right?
I can't remember what the names were now.
You just said one of them.
Big Dippers
were the middle school kids. Which
Little Dippers.
And honestly, like, I was not going to do middle school. And then I talked to a couple of you guys about it, and you're like, well, that year Tori's friend was in eighth grade and got the Holy Ghost. And I was like, okay, we'll do middle school. Man, they were like the biggest group.
Oh, so the tots were the Moonwalkers. group one was kindergarten through first grade were the Voyagers. Group two, second to third grade were the Stargazers. Group three, four to fifth grade were the Supernovas.
Shazam!
And then the Big Dippers, sixth to eighth grade.
All right. So we gave them all their group names. We had teens or adults that would be their team leaders. They would escort them around from class to class. 15-minute class time, I think, for each.
Yeah.
And they'd rotate through four classes that night and then find themselves back in the sanctuary for the main event, which is the three-night mini-skit drama that well, once you're looking at it, we have a gigantic 20-foot, 4-foot diameter rocket, just your standard fuselage with the ring, the red wing tips, fins on the side, and a red cap on the top, and a door, and standing on its launch pad. And center and front stage there, and that was scary setting up and taking down.
Oh yeah, it was scary every single time I looked at it.
I know, it was like you just don't want this thing to fall, but it was.
Me and Randy
it was
got
solid.
The blunt side of it on the 25-foot ladder.
Oh, I know. We had to put that little dome top at the very top after it was set up,
using one hand to balance.
That was freaking nerve wracking. Oh, I used to not be afraid of ladders.
No, I wasn't there, and I'm glad more. I wasn't there because I can't do ladders. I
used to do ladders all the time and climb roofs. And
you
roofs, but I not
you
no
just
more.
Just do it one step at a time.
Thank you. Travis, you set up for that. You set yourself up for that one. Yeah, and now here's the thing. I had to climb up. It was a 20-foot ladder. I had to climb up the step side, and you climbed up the opposite side, which is not technically steps. They're just little flat bar rungs.
I weigh like 30 pounds soaking wet.
So. Exactly. So that was to your advantage. And so we both carried that 4-foot red cap dome on a rope, hoisted all the way up there slowly, one step at a time. And that wide base of the ladder is so wide, but when you get to the very top, it's so narrow, you feel like you're going to fall.
It's funny when he said it.
And so we got that on there and got it secured and was done.
I only like step ladders. That's the only thing.
Yeah, just a step ladder. Yeah. And then they hooked up some fog machine for the boosters. Mm-hmm. And lights. The lights. Make, so when we did a launch scene, it had the effect.
And Chad and launching. Jim shook that thing.
Yes!
So much that it was scary. Travis was like, stop.
I was behind
but
it. I could
so
see them
cool.
in there doing it.
And it
I was
looks,
like, stop it!
But it looked so cool.
I was like, no!
It did.
Well,
it
here's
looked
a,
so cool,
Here's
though.
The thing. I didn't know they were going to shake the rocket.
Me either.
I mean, when the rocket did its, quote, launch sequence, the lights and the bangs come down by the boosters and like it was launching. Mm-hmm. Chad and Jim were inside the fuselage actually shaking that rocket on the platform.
They were probably just having fun.
Oh, you know they were. They were
oh, like you can see. Yeah, they were. And I wish then, I could got video.
Now, I was behind the rocket laying down because I was expecting Chad to come out. I was going to be there to help him out. So the rocket launched, and then so I just started taking pictures from behind the rocket, and I did not notice it was shaking. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was.
I didn't
there was so
either.
Much noise, like, and people was going crazy. And really getting, they was enjoying the effects of it, and I didn't know it was shaking. And then after the day after, some people come up to me and say, "Man, that how'd you guys get that rocket to shake like that?" And I'm clueless. And I said, "It wasn't shaking." He goes, "Oh yeah, it was." I said, "Well, maybe it was just the lights and the sound make it look mm-hmm. like it was." And I said, "Well, some darn good effects. How you guys did it?" And they said, "That thing was shaking." And when I saw the video, I'm like, "Holy cow!"
We actually shook the lights too.
Did
really?
You?
Yeah, we had because we had like a we had the red and the yellow, and we stacked them on top of one another, kind of give like the spotlights, and so we were actually shaking the spotlights as well.
Oh wow,
that's funny.
Perfect.
I didn't even notice that.
It was a solid rocket launch.
Hey, like, that gave me chills watching the rocket
good.
Launch. It was really really good.
And you know what else? You know what else I liked was the telescope, the giant telescope in the back when you guys quote turned it on, and then off the ceiling was all the stars.
Yeah.
We had this little room projector you got off Amazon for like $30, and it shoots an aurora lights that flow and a little moon, half moon, and stars, galaxy, for your bedroom. Well, it did real good for our ceiling. We have a real high ceiling in our church, and so that gigantic telescope was poised in the back on the platform. And whenever the professor turned on his telescope, that projector was aimed at the ceiling, and it kind of like opened up the night space sky to everybody there in that dark. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty cool effect for that. I think kids like that. And then,
how did we actually get the ship to the moon, though? I'm still confused on that.
Very carefully.
Well, I must not have been there for that.
Yeah. I was going to say one step at a time.
But, yeah, so we launched our moon. Our astronaut actually, the story progresses. Mm-hmm. It's about a cadet who's going to take his first mission, and he's in training. And if you guys want to kind of talk about the first two up to his launch.
Oh, let me see if I can remember. the first night was him kind of, well, we started off with a
news conference.
News conference. I couldn't think of it. And we had, it was to the right of the rocket ship. And me and Jared were, we played reporters. I was Earl Turlett. And you were Patrick Fitzgerald.
Patrick, yeah.
And Randy was there too.
Well, I'm getting there.
Did I say I was Chad Rowan once?
Yeah.
I said like the executive pastor, but that's not yes. what he is.
And then Randy did our Bob McElhaney.
The puppet.
Dwight yeah. McElhaney. But we, Dwight McElhaney. Everyone calls him Bob every single time.
And hey,
he,
Bob!
Hey, Bob! And he popped his arm out of the rocket ship. And then the rocket is like about 12 feet tall where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa got a little, because she was running around with the microphone.
To all the reporters.
She got a little school and shit.
And the puppet reporter pops out the rocket
was,
and asks a question.
I was
astronaut.
Upset because I thought I was going to see your face, not a puppet. I wanted to see Randy.
Dwight McElhaney is the puppet.
Well, I was upset because Jared completely ruined one of the lines.
He really did. I'm still bitter.
He's okay, so the what? Line is...
his question as a reporter.
His question as the reporter was, what are you going to do if you encounter any extraterrestrials? And then Taylor, that prompts her next line to say, well, I'm sure we'll take, like, confusing, like, I'm sure we'll take enough terrestrials with us, but if we encounter any extra ones, I'm sure we'll share it with you.
Yeah.
But he didn't say extraterrestrial. He said aliens.
Aliens. Oh, you did botch that. Oh, no.
Which completely,
because all your questions were set poised to be like yeah. a joke.
He wasn't in his right mind. He was spaced out.
That was Chad Rowan was the one that asked that question. So we can blame him.
So now, do you remember any other jokes you had that were set up to be a joke?
Well, we had we had the one, what kind of snacks will be provided or food?
Mm-hmm.
And then the, what do we call him? The commander? Orion, he said, we'll have an assortment of cheeses, and some of them will be wrapped in bacon to make the meteor.
We were
at practice one time. he said meteor. We were at practice one time, and he said that, and I was filling in for someone that wasn't there, and I was sitting at the table, and he looked at me. He looked down and said, you know, that could be like a pun. That's kind of like a joke.
Oh my God.
That's kind of like a joke there. And I said, I know. That's why I read it like that.
And then Chad and Jim with the Uranus.
I didn't think it would pull off.
He would say stuff during practice. I'm like, oh, he's not going to say that in real life. I'm like, oh, he didn't.
No, but speaking of the telescope, the point of the telescope was he looked in it the first time. He couldn't see anything. And then he opened it up and he took the cover off of it. Then he could see the whole array of stars and planets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then the line in the thing was, what's that red planet? Or what's that big red one? And we're supposed to prompt the kids to say, that's Mars, like everyone's supposed to say. But Chad and Jim, they worked it out together.
Yeah, this was Chad and Jim's own little thing for the whole VBS for everyone. They set this up on everybody.
He said, wow, what's that brown one? Like that. And from the balcony, as loud as he can, he said, that's Uranus! Like that. As loud as he can.
From the back of the crowd. Yeah. when Jim yelled that out.
Jim was in the sound booth for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He was upstairs in the sound booth, yeah.
I knew that was those two working in cahoots for this.
Yeah, there were a couple that happened.
As soon as I heard him say, what's that brown one? I was like, oh, no.
Here it comes.
But anyway, the first night was the press conference, and that was supposed to take place like 2 days later. And then we went back in time to the cadet meeting our scientist, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Einstein. No?
Gladstein.
He meant Dr. Gladstein. And a running joke with that is that people would call him Einstein, and he would say, no, it's Gladstein. And then he would just...
Back and forth
mm-hmm. like that. So the first night, it was like him trying to introduce himself to Dr. Gladstein, and he was outside, and he was knocking on the door to get in. And meanwhile, Dr. Gladstein's working on this potion and this... experiment that he's doing that's supposed to be the elephant toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't
which
work.
Which is a legit experiment.
That was the most awkward thing ever.
Look up elephant toothpaste on YouTube, and if you've not seen it, and I've seen that's Bruce what we was trying before. To pull off here.
Yeah, I found out the miscommunication between what happened because they were going to play like the boom sound effect, and I told them to play the boom sound effect when you saw the elephant toothpaste start to go. But it never did go.
Right.
So then Bruce was just stalling, and he kept like adding more stuff to it. And he was expecting the boom to happen, uh-huh. but the boom wasn't going to happen until he saw the reaction.
Because they were waiting for the reaction.
Waiting for the reaction. And Bruce was waiting for the boom to move on. So it didn't work. And Bruce just all of a sudden said, boom! And then they just...
we were all awkward. We were so confused out there. Like, we're all looking at each other like... I don't know what we're supposed to do right now. Because
each person was waiting for a cue that wasn't
coming.
Yeah,
both sides were waiting for the cue, but it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Andrew,
we thought that the experiment failed.
It did.
It did. That was what messed us up.
Oh, we were still going to do the boom.
Because Bruce told Andrew, he said, don't play the sound until you see the chemical reaction actually happen. The experiment succeeds. Yep. And it wasn't doing that.
We needed to have like, and if it fails, you just play it whenever.
Yeah. Like a contingency plan. Contingency plan.
I asked Bruce the night before, I said, do you want to try that real quick before you leave the experiment? He said, no, it's more fun than that if we don't do it.
That's my beef. When something like that is at play, it has to be tested and tried and used.
Bruce said he's never tested in any of them. Like he just does them.
I have to test that stuff. I want it to work.
Just like that one time that he did the experiment in Kinects and Mom got drenched.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, I get that.
It's more
because,
fun when they don't work.
I get that because, well, that's just me, but especially when I used to do a lot of magic tricks, if I didn't practice these things and learn them, you know, before... You don't want to mess up a magic trick.
Oh, even then, that one time.
Because you've built up your
audience.
Or
else you might have to, you know, send a minister's suit to the dry cleaner because you got banana all over it.
That was just a mishap.
That was hilarious. It was mishap. Hilarious.
But even if you do, because I had this one thing one time where I bought this magic stuff that you burn and the residue you're supposed to rub between your fingers and it makes smoke.
Yeah.
So I was going to do something with that and it did not work at all.
Now, I've even practiced stuff in advance and know how it works. And when you actually perform it,
exactly.
What happened?
That's what I'm saying. I practiced it for hours the day before and even the morning, right before.
And it's like sometimes that stuff you just can't help. But I can't just go in and wing it and actually put it all together today, moment of.
Yeah.
I gotta try it out first.
I guess that's Boris Gladstein's shtick.
Shtick. Yeah. Shtick. And so anyway.
After that, we were pretty much Gladstein and what was Miss Moonshine?
Stardust. What was your name, Taylor?
Starshine.
Moonshine.
Starbright.
Starbright.
Taylor was Starbright.
Taylor was Starbright.
She was like the professor's assistant.
I was the personal trainer for the cadet.
Trainer
for the cadet. Right. And she would help him with training his brain and his body with the Bible verses. And then the second night, we started.
Which everyone said was their favorite, I feel. And I feel like it's probably my favorite, too.
What?
The second night.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the funniest, and it had the rocket launch.
Well, hold on. And the second night we had, he started off on a treadmill. We played the Rocky theme. He was doing the treadmill. The treadmill didn't work again. Something else that we couldn't help, but the treadmill wasn't working.
So we found the key.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Where so Justice was playing in the back of Justin's truck. And he found this piece of plastic attached to a string. We had absolutely no idea what it was, but he was pretending that he was a doctor, and he would literally bring it, and he would place it on your arm, and then he would do this as a thumbs up, like barely stick his thumbs up. He would just go like this. And so we're like, we have no idea what this is. It's just something that landed in the back of your truck. So I just tossed it in the garage, and I was like, maybe we'll need
it. You still have it?
Yeah, we still have it. I keep forgetting.
So it's the key that turns on the
It's the key that turns on the treadmill, and we had no idea what it was. Whenever they were saying, it's a key, it gets like, on a string, it's blue, and I'm like, well, there's Justice's doctor equipment. That's what that was. We had absolutely no idea.
I gotta text Bruce that because he was wanting to sell it and trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. Like, text me on Wednesday and remind me to bring it because it's sitting in the house.
I gotta tell him.
So anyway, Chad, when he was on the, when the cadet was on the treadmill, he had to actually run in place on the treadmill.
Yeah,
which made it funnier.
Before we move on, we should probably point out that we've called him the cadet this whole time.
The cadet, yes.
And that's for a reason. So yes. The cadet is on the treadmill, and Bruce or Dr. Gladstein is trying to prepare him for whatever he might encounter on the moon. So he's throwing stuff like
pool noodles and rubber chickens.
Space chickens, space pigs, stuff like that. Big inflatable balls that whenever it hit him
and
on the head.
And stuffed pigs.
It stuffed pigs. It hit the cadet on the head, then it hit Taylor on the head also. So that was a twofer. Then he had the toilet paper machine gun. The toilet paper gun, which failed.
Oh, machine. Toilet paper.
The toilet paper blower.
Do you remember what he said during the practice?
The toilet paper gun with the leaf blower. This
month. Oh, yeah.
He said, look at this.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Uncensored. Unnecessary.
And then he was like, what?
We had a toilet paper.
Leaf blower. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did that, and then he turned it on. As soon as he turned it on, a little bit of the paper came off, but then the whole roll fell off.
Yeah.
So he kind of just picked it up and threw it
at him.
But in the video, I edited it, so it kind of looks like it's still. But then Chad did a good job of like, it's all over me. And
so they were throwing stuff at him on the treadmill to make it simulate he's facing opposition and obstacles and stuff in outer space. So that was what all that was about.
Yeah.
Funny moment.
And then after that, we moved over to another part of the stage where we had, what was the name of that machine?
G-Force.
The G-Force machine, which was pretty much just a couple industrial fans turned on high, and he just was acting like it was
facing wind turbulence.
Yeah, wind turbulence, and he was like facing all this G-Force. But before that, on the way over to that machine...
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
We found out that day, or the day before that, it was Dr. Gladstein's birthday.
For real, his real birthday.
So, we got a cake, and we were gonna say something either before or after the skit that night. But then the cadet came to me before the skit and said, he said, we should have got a cake for
I already had it.
no, that's what he was telling me. He's like, we should have got a cake. And I said, we got one. We're going to do it either before or after. And he said, let's do it during. And I said, okay, we'll do it during. And, and he's like, what else could we do? And I said, I have like a confetti popper. He's like, is it like one of those little ones or a big one? I said, that's the huge one. That's the confetti, like the confetti cannon thing. And he said, okay, let's do it during, after the treadmill, walking over to the G-Force machine. So he did that.
He's like, hey, professor, then, here's your birthday.
Yeah, here's your birthday.
In the middle of skit for everyone.
And then he, in the middle of the skit, it threw Boris off completely. He popped the popper. He said, here's your birthday. Popped it right in his face. And
he still complains about it.
I showed him on the thing. I said, look, it says, do not shoot at someone's face. But what's he do? He shoots it right at
the cadet shoots it at the professor's face.
The professor's face.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I was in the back getting the candles lit on the thing. And I put it was his 59th birthday. But I put him backwards. I put 95. I put 95. And I lit the candles. And every time I would go to leave to walk out from behind the stage, the candles would go off or they would blow out. And I was like, Brother Bowling, stop it. Brother Bowling was blowing out the candles. It's like, no fire in church.
Only the Holy Ghost.
Or it was his birthday, too.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a confetti popper, live confetti popper. Mm-hmm. So we gave him the cake with the candles.
Sang happy birthday.
Sang happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and then it happened.
And then it happened. We should have known, knowing these
two guys.
I don't know why
he got the confetti in the face, which was a bad move. And then howbeit, he has a cake in his hand now.
Yeah, now he has a cake in his hand, and he takes the numbers off, and then he throws it in the cadet's face.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the cadet tried to throw it in his face, but he turned around and threw it in the cadet's face.
Yeah.
Completely threw off the entire skit.
Cadet, but I think it made it.
Cadet couldn't breathe through his nose. He couldn't open his eyes.
The mic stopped working.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to be getting into the rocket later. In the next scene.
I said, I told Jared or someone to get some towels real quick, get a bunch of towels, and we just kind of toss them up there on the platform so they start wiping their faces off as they were trying to pull ourselves back together to the skit. So, so that was a very interesting night. And then advanced to the rocket scene
also,
where he climbed up.
Can we talk about the G-Force machine and how Bruce...
I plugged it in right before the skit happened, but somehow...
It was on a power strip, so all you had to do was hit the button, to click...
He had one job, right? One switch.
So I think with all this stuff happening, I think someone might have kicked it.
Or unplugged it.
Oh, snap!
It was definitely plugged in before. And then Boris, the professor that he is, was trying to plug the power strip into itself.
Into the power strip. Why it took so long for them. He's like, I'm trying. And we're like, what happened? He's like,
and then the cadet turns to me and he goes, he's a bad scientist.
What?
So that was a struggle.
All forgot our lines. All just forgot completely where we were. We all forgot our lines. We had no idea where to pick up. It was my line next and I couldn't get my thoughts straight. There's cake and confetti all over the carpet.
Jared's having a panic attack.
He's got to clean it up.
And no one knows any wiser.
Yeah.
There's kind of...
And everyone loved the second night, though. They were like, man.
Yeah. So then after that, the G-Force machine was supposed to, have him humble himself and kneel down and pray. And you have to learn to kneel before you can walk and before you can run and stuff like that.
Yeah, all that happened, 3 minutes before the serious part where we had to kneel and pray.
Right.
He's, kneeling with cake all over his face.
Pie in face. All right, everybody, let's pray. Let's raise up your hands.
And it wouldn't... Boy, was there cake on his face. And then after that... We went down to the front of the rocket, and the commander, Orion, came back and shook his hand and then officially said, from this moment, you're no longer a cadet. You're now a ranger. And then everyone's like, good luck, ranger. And then he's climbing into the rocket, and he's like, I don't know if I can do this. All the while, the commander Orion's counting down from 2 minutes, and it's supposed to time it out. He gets up there and then count down 15, but he keeps going. Back and forth, like, I don't know, I can do this. So the kids can go, you can do it. Be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. Like that, kind of the point of the night. Be strong and courageous. So the kids were all chanting that and really got him into the rocket. And then counted down 10, 9, 8, and then shook the rocket and it launched. And now we have a big hole in our roof. for a church.
So it did. I was wondering how we
talk
did that.
Talk about raise
so
the roof.
So we need to move along here. So anyway, after that second night at the launch, we actually had to disassemble, lay the rocket on its side, and throw some paint canvases out on the platform, make it look kind of like a moonscape.
Yep.
So it looks like the rocket's laying down on the moon, and then the third night he's walking on the moon, and they're communicating back to Earth to our command center and a lot of cool stuff. And then
he's not really on the moon for very long.
Right. Yeah, it's just for that one night, and then he has to come back.
Well, that was the third night he was on the moon.
We couldn't supply third enough oxygen. Night.
No.
Yeah.
He had a very
exactly. Yeah, that was supply. The thing. We didn't have enough oxygen.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we
for
had to
15
get him back.
Minutes. So, yeah. So in the last night, we actually landed him on the moon. He come out, and then he actually comes back. Yeah. And we use some video clips in the background to help kind of direct the flow of the play there.
Set the scene.
So let's go to the very end of the scene now, and he comes back home. He parachutes back down in the ocean. We get him back out. He comes back to command center. Mm-hmm. And the commander's there, and we're getting ready for a news conference, right?
Yeah, commander says, okay. Go get ready to greet your fans and go to the back, and then we're going to have a press conference to take some questions. So some of the questions are, like, kind of reiterating what happened the first two nights. Like, how did you know that the rocket would withstand, like, for the professor, did you know the rocket would withstand? And he would say, well, I had faith in the rocket, just like, I have faith in God and stuff like that, and then asked the commander, how confident were you that this mission would succeed? And he was talking about, like, I have people in my life that help me pray for this kind of stuff, and friends that we pray together, and we learn how to pray for stuff like this. So it was kind of like reiterating stuff that we learned through the weeks. And then the final question was Patrick Fitzpatrick.
What gives you the right?
What gives you the right? No. Surprised he didn't mess this one up, too. No, he says.
I was, like, probably the person that least messed anything up.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, and then everyone's sitting there. I can't talk. I can't
say anything. And then we had Dwight McElhaney was in the rocket the whole time. He popped his hand out of the rocket and the last night, or popped himself out of the rocket the last night, and asked a question. He's like, oh, by the way, don't tell the cadet I was in here the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And
then we shut the door on him hard.
Yeah. And then after that, after all the questions, the final question was like, you know what? I just realized we don't know much about this ranger. Can you tell us anything about him? Like, what's his name? Because I don't think anyone of us got it. And can you take any questions? And he said, well, he's not going to take any questions. He's just got back from a long trip, but I will introduce you officially. And then he goes, da, 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 da. May I present to you Space Ranger Buzz Lightyear? And then he comes out and we pop the cannons again.
And the crowd went wild.
When he came out during practice for the first time.
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
It was rough.
Now, for the Buzz Lightyear, here's what we encountered. We had I was going to have this guy make this foam professional cosplay costume of Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. And he started it. And long story short, he never finished it, so we never got the payment. And in advance, I had bought one of those inflatable costumes.
As a backup.
And I'm glad I did, because it took forever to get here to begin with. And, you know, when I did order, I ordered it real early. And it took a while to get here. And we had that, and we was waiting on this foam cosplay uniform to make a legit-looking Buzz Lightyear. Because Chad was a perfect stature for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used the inflatable one, and I was impressed with how well it turned out.
Whenever we added, so we actually had the blow up costume, and then we had another person in our church bring the costumes.
Yeah.
Like, and the first time that Chad came out in that Buzz Lightyear costume,
the first time
during practice, like not during like in front of it was during practice. It looked so goofy because, you know, Chad's thin and his costume's, you know, all big blow up. And, like, his hands compared to his arms of the blow up thing were hilarious. And then his little tiny head. And so we had to get the gloves from the actual, like, non-blow up costume.
Yeah, the Disney costume. We had a Disney costume, too, as a third backup.
And he couldn't zip it up himself that first time.
Yeah, he couldn't.
So he came out, like, half deflated.
He came out, and I don't think any one of us could have stopped laughing.
He had no wings.
And like the wings were so tiny you couldn't see them past his shoulders.
Unless you turn around.
If he turned around, then you could see his wings, but his wings were like tinier than his shoulder blades. We had to add these gloves. His shoes weren't expanded over his actual, like the costume shoes weren't expanded over his shoes. So they looked weird. Oh my gosh. We cracked up.
To be fair, I mean, the wings weren't meant for flying. They were meant for falling with style.
Couldn't even have fallen with style with those wings.
That's true.
So
you just fell.
The overall thing, when he stepped out, he looked like Buzz and the kids got it. I was very excited and pleased with their reaction. They
Did they have a good reaction?
It all came together.
They did.
Yeah.
I didn't get to
hear it.
As big Sunday morning, but that's because they already knew.
Yeah.
Everyone knew, but.
Yeah, when he came out there, everything clicked together now. Mm-hmm. You know, they got it. And that reaction is what you want to shoot for, and it worked. Reached your goal.
Yeah. That's why we called him Cadet the whole time.
Yeah, because if you called him Buzz the whole time, it wouldn't be no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he was in a regular astronaut training orange uniform or blue uniform that we had. So, all right. Anything else you want to add to VBS that you want to bring out? Anything she learned or liked?
Y'all
or?
Traumatized my child.
Oh.
Jared
traumatized my child. They handed out prizes every night. They had enough prizes for everyone to get one. And the second night, Justice's name got called. So he ran up there to get his prize. He was so excited. He ran up there without me, which I was very surprised at. And Jared gave him the bowl of names.
Okay.
And then took it away.
He reached for it.
And so he thought he was in trouble. And he wouldn't stay up there.
He reaches for it. You just want to give it to him?
And Jared, yet again.
so he
took his prize.
So he brought somebody to church.
Jared, I don't know how.
But he also lost somebody.
I'm not perfect.
You win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some.
All right.
He wouldn't take his actual prize after that. We had to take it and hand it to him later.
Yeah, get him settled down. He got it. Okay. All right. Anything else you guys want to, that you liked about it? That you want to share? Not that we can't do it again later on, but if it comes to mind, we can talk about it then. But otherwise, that's kind of been a recap of our VBS, Out of This World, VBS.com.
Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars.
To infinity, and eternity, and beyond.
Then his tagline.
To eternity and beyond.
After they introduced him, his only line was to eternity and beyond, and that was people cheered. And
that was the one line he didn't have to read off of a clipboard.
Exactly. One line he did. That's true.
You know,
we had a lot of lines and only like 3 weeks to learn them.
Yeah.
So every single one of us.
He was
had
on space with in on the moon with the clipboard.
They were taking, all I will say is every single one of them were taking a lot of notes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I somewhat memorized my lines. But
at least you did it discreetly and you had no cards. They had a flat out.
Chad was like really taking notes. Chad was taking, it looked like he was taking notes the entire time.
Boris had a binder. It's called Science Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Science, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I enlarged it. I had made like an enlarged script. It was like this.
I had all my quote unquote Bible verses on my note cards so I could look at them.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah.
Yeah. I had a binder, a Bible, and note cards.
That's what I'd be doing. So. All right, Gus Polinski, are you still with us? Have you guys seen Gus yet? Is he back here somewhere? Yeah, I thought I seen him around there. Hey, Gus, go ahead and strike up the polka dot band for us. Let's go into Toy Box.
New sound effect. What's up?
All right, it's Toy Box, and here we are. And don't know where we're going in this one, but here we
go.
Let's do this. We have our Pod Jinx is still here, and Jared's segment's going to be coming up too. I hear he's got a hot topic for us.
Can't
and
wait.
Pop Physics is going to be coming into play too. But before we do all that and get into this, Let's do our round. Guys, play the polka dot thing that we do when we introduce our players, if you would, please. There he goes. Off to my left and right, Travis and Alexa Johnson enjoying the after effects of a successful vacation Bible school and a weekend off. You guys went camping, didn't you? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he had a flea market.
Flea market.
So he
event.
Sold silly pints and we camped.
Oh, good. How'd silly pints go?
It was all right. Not as well as I
It rained, hope. So we went to wrestling.
It rained. Oh, yeah, we got to see watch
you guys wrestling.
Wrestling?
They had wrestling at camp
at
last
the camp,
weekend.
Yeah, wrestling.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to hear about that and the toy box. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up, everyone, for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. And over to my right is Justin and Taylor Banjay are here with us today. And they, too. You guys took a weekend off, didn't you, here recently?
Yeah, last weekend.
Took the last weekend off, too, and took some time off. And they're here with us today. Let's give it for Justin and Taylor Banjay, everybody. Where'd you guys go? Just family or?
Just Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Hence, you brought in some pop physics today because you got some funky sodas up there for us to try. And we'll be hearing about that. And last but not least, he's been our church janitor here and our youth leader for the teenagers here at our church.
Been on vacation for about a month.
And been on vacation still twice this year already and been on one since VBS and has another, I think, before the end of the year, right? Wrap it up. He's still epic, and we still love him. So let's give it up. Round of applause, everyone. Come on. It's been a good long while. Let's muster up some good applause and reactions for the one and only Jared the Epic Henry.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
All right. Man, I'm glad they calmed down.
Easy.
So, yeah. Well, welcome to the S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, the Big Burp, the only podcast on that dial. Our podcast episodes are available everywhere on demand, but not so much in demand. No mask required to listen, PC free. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social media links are Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, Pinterest, but not...
Twitter.
ESPN
Twitter.
Plus.
Thank you, Jared. ESPN. Subscribe, like, and share. Please do that. As a matter of fact...
Hit that bell.
Yeah, hit that bell.
Smash and subscribe.
Smash and subscribe. And just pause this podcast right now and go back to your main platform and hit like, subscribe. Give us a good comment there, wherever you're listening to us out there. And we're going to wait right here until you come back.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
And we're back, and we thank you for going to that and liking and subscribing to our channel there, whatever platform you listen to us on. We really appreciate that. Don't know what good it does us, but, you know... There it is. Find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at
Walgreens.
Target.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, you literally said Target.
Golden Corral.
Right.
You guys will get it one day. Okay. Weather and traffic.
Not Starbucks. Sorry.
Weather and traffic area 92 on the fours with our S&D Skyjet traffic.
Hey, Mom!
That's coming up soon.
And there he goes.
It's almost to the four.
Oh, yeah. And right now the lines are open, and if you want to dial or nine, dial or
dial
nine.
Dial or nine.
Podcast edit.
Right now the lines are open.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
This is a tough job. Let me tell you right now, this is tough work right
I'll
now.
Do it next time.
Okay. Right now the lines are open. Dial or text the number nine with your question or comment. We have... Taylor and Alexa, both on the phone, just waiting to hear from you. And while we're recording right now, call us with that question or comment. We'll get you on here as soon as we can, and you can speak to the audience out there right here with us. The All Request Hour is coming up later with deep cuts and absolutely zero hits. And so here we are. And batteries not included, void where prohibited, no purchase necessary to win. Actual prices may vary. Rebates must be postmarked no later than the day after hearing
this
commercial.
Bob Evans and
see
Jim
dealer
Johnson?
For details, shake well
I
before
did.
Use.
No.
Bob Evans is good.
I got through on that guy.
Jim
you guys too late.
We started.
We're still cracking up about dial or nine.
Dial or nine. So, all right.
I couldn't maintain my composure. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
All right. We got a lot to do in the toy box today. So glad you stuck around and hung around and stayed with us here to get through this here toy box segment.
Thank you.
And so let's do this. Let's. I don't know where to go for so much good stuff we got coming up today. You want to do the... I am thirsty, to be honest with you. I would like to do the pop physics.
Okay. I need a bottle opener.
And the bottle opener.
I got you.
We got our bottle opener here. And for those of you who may have been listening to us...
No, you got to do the fun one.
You got to do the fun one that pops it up and shoots it through the ceiling tile.
Majority vote rules, my man.
And so... you guys went to, while Justin's getting ready for that, Taylor, tell us what you guys did on your weekend in Pittsburgh.
We went to the zoo. We went to the Carnegie Science Center. We went to Washington and shopped at the Tanger Outlets. And we went to Homestead and went to Pop Physics, where we got us some soda pops.
Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Fizz, sorry.
You went to Rocket Fizz?
We went to Rocket Fizz. We didn't go to Pop
Physics.
You're
just now telling me?
So sorry. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
one.
The cap. He popped the cap off.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, and it's... Fizzing and bubbling everywhere.
It's a fizzing.
Orange.
So what's getting ready to happen here is he has a mystery bottle of this funky flavored soda from Rocket Fizz, and he's going to pour out these little Dixie Cup samples for all of us to try it.
The cap was no help as a clue because it was just gold. Yep. Just gold.
And so we're going to taste test this and try to guess what flavor this is.
Orange.
I love how
Jared... It is an orange color. Where'd Jared go?
I know it is immediately. Well, I already know
it. Travis says he knows what it is. Because he's been there so many times. Oh my God.
It smells like peppers.
The smell already is like.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Oh no.
It smells so bad.
Did you pick a bad one? Travis. We're trying to pick at least a
Jared.
One.
Where's Jared at?
No, we can't do this without Jared.
We gotta have Jared here.
I ain't drinking this one.
Did he have to go to the bathroom?
You have
something?
To drink it.
I have a guess.
Only reason why she doesn't have to is because she already knows what it is.
She already seen it. Yeah.
Still be
how convenient.
I already know what it is, too.
I think I know what it is.
I mean, I know what it is, guess. But since I'm the one that's presenting it, I can't ask you to drink it and not drink it myself.
I'm a rocket.
I have a guess.
I kind of actually, I'm curious. So.
I have a guess.
But we got to get Jared in here. We got to do something else until he gets back. We can't do anything else. With
yeah,
him.
Yeah. We
kill
have
time.
Kill time.
Hey, what'd you guys do on your weekend? Tell us about wrestling.
We went to see wrestling.
Well, we went to camp, Big Bear Lake Camp, and they had wrestling on Sunday at noon.
Rained.
And we were going to be at the flea market, but then it rained, so we said, "Well, we'll do some wrestling." And it was,
top notch.
It was
was this regional wrestling star people,
up and comers,
Alexa followed all of them on social media,
and one of them followed me back.
Uh oh!
It wasn't midget wrestling.
No. Travis asked that. We were like outside, and he's like, "This isn't midget, right?"
It just makes me sad.
I want to see midget wrestling.
No,
but Travis has pictures. They're low budget. But.
They started it over
low budget.
Midget wrestling. They started an over the top battle royal, and it's still going on to this day.
I actually know what midget wrestling.
They promised blood, though, and there was no blood. I hate when they come out and they're like, there will be blood, there will be this, and then it was
just
not.
Old man sweat.
It was just
but
old man.
They
like the oldest guy in the ring won.
Lost
I was like,
their razor thing.
Yeah.
Was it a good show?
It was good.
It was good.
I mean, I guess the reason why they're so successful is because every fight has extremely low expectations.
Yeah.
So.
But the first match wasn't the best.
The guy who won looked like Jared.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding?
It was like actually me.
After that,
you beat some 40-year-old
in a match.
It got kind of entertaining. They're pretty good.
All right. Well, Jared's back in the room.
The referees were terrible.
Referees.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. All right.
Wait. Hold on. Are we going to take guests before?
It doesn't.
After.
It doesn't.
After.
Take a guess after.
But I have a guess already.
Wait.
Wait.
Is it just me or does it not smell like anything?
Oh
no! It smells like something.
Oh, it's
Jared. Get out.
Can't
you can't smell,
this?
Out. No.
You have
you
to be
out.
Able to smell this.
Well, taste it. Taste it and
you
see.
Need to get out.
Oh, taste
get
it.
Get out.
It stinks.
You can't smell. If you lost your smell, you walk
taste
away.
It.
It's taste.
All right. It's taste and smell.
Can we taste it now?
Yeah, let's taste it.
All right.
Please tell
up.
Me you can taste it.
Ugh.
Okay, good.
Good.
We're good.
Oh.
I think I know what it is.
Mm.
I think my nose
Travis
is
actually drank it.
Drink it, Travis.
You know, in a weird way, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I think I know what it is. Yeah, I know what it is.
It's like orange cream soda.
I know.
It's got
Jared,
something.
You got something wrong with you.
I'm calling this COVID-19.
You might need to get out of here. Jared.
I know. Can I make my guess now?
Yeah. Well, can we say our guess at the same
time? Right. No, wait. You guys probably know what it is.
It's not something. No! It's not something I would want to drink on a normal basis, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going
to be. I'm thinking something to do with pepper. Some type of a hot pepper.
Can we...
A ghost
pepper. Yeah,
we know. We know what it is.
We know what it is. All
right, if you guys know what it is, tell us.
Yeah, because they went
habanero.
Three.
Yeah, habanero.
Buffalo enchilada. Sauce.
enchilada, and you said what?
Buffalo.
Sauce. Buffalo sauce. Okay, I can go with buffalo sauce. I was thinking a peppery.
Yeah, it does. When you say that, it
enchilada
does taste
maybe
like
too
that.
Though.
Now I can go with. I can agree with buffalo.
Okay,
sauce.
Now I got you convinced it's enchilada, but now you got me convinced it's buffalo. So I
thought
think
buffalo.
Of that.
I had buffalo pizza
so,
yesterday.
So
true. You did.
I'm in that mindset.
The answer is as he unveils the bottle from Blue Tape.
I can't look at Blue Tape anymore.
Oh. Reveal.
And he's still unwrapping. You gotta wait for it. Here comes the answer.
Enchilada.
Oh, enchilada.
I can do the enchilada. The
y'all get your fixins.
It doesn't taste as bad as I thought it was
it's
going
the
to.
Fixins
no,
one?
It's like
yeah.
a
enchilada flavored
hint
soda.
Of. I mean, it's not like
it's
not
like,
you're drinking enchilada.
Yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a hint.
Honestly, I would suggest trying it. It's
no,
not as bad as you. I thought
I'm
it was
good.
Like,
it does
like,
have orangey.
Lex didn't even drink hers.
I saw what you did.
I saw what you did.
Not that you're
I drank
right,
it like
it's not
half
that bad.
Of mine.
Yeah, it's surprisingly.
The smell is distraction more than anything.
Yeah, and the idea behind enchilada soda
I
does sound
good.
Disgusting.
I do love
but
enchiladas.
Like, it's kind of like drinking like a or eating like a sweet enchilada,
like a sweet pepper, like a sweet.
Yeah.
I want to know this. I want to hear from our listeners. How many of you guys who've been listening to us for long enough to be here in our pop physics have heard these? Samples, things that we've been doing, that you actually went out and bought some stuff like this before.
If you have a Rocket Fizz in your town, let us know.
Or
we'll
it don't have to be a Rocket. There's sometimes these candy shops.
No, this Martha's Fixins is a Rocket Fizz exclusive.
No, this isn't Martha's Fixins.
This
well,
is Lester's.
No,
the tagline is says, "Come get your fixins."
Oh, they have Lester's something, and then Martha's.
There's
Fixins
other. There's too. Other brands of soda companies that make these weird flavors, and you'll see them in candy shops and toy novelty stores, and just. Oddball places like this. I just wonder how many people went out and yeah, Rocket Fizz has their own line, but there's other makers of these things that's out there, and so I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
I have
how many
two more left.
Actually,
too.
Went out and tried this.
I got three separate ones.
What'd you get?
Oh, you got more for later?
Yeah, I got two more.
All right, so more pop fixings coming up in our future episodes.
I can
so.
Guess them right now.
All right. Go for it. Yep, that's it. That's right. Don't say it. Don't say it. You got it. I
No, you don't.
Mental telepathy.
Ranch and black olive.
Ew.
Ooh, black olive. Oh.
Goodness.
I actually did see black olive.
No way. They butter.
Butter. That sounds so bad. Butter.
All right. Let's go to. Let's go to.
I can't.
Pod Jinx, I think. Let's do that.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx. Where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Oh, yeah!
If anyone out there can get their hands on chocolate Dr. Pepper, send it our way.
Chocolate Dr. Pepper?
It's hard to find. I really want to try it.
Just get some Dr. Pepper and pour it in chocolate syrup and stir it up.
I think
some
we tried. Nesquik. Didn't we try a popcorn... Buttery popcorn soda?
It was sweet corn. I think it was.
It was sweet corn. Okay. All right.
Speaking
so
of corn.
All right, Travis.
Are you ready for your jokes?
Let's do this. Oh, yes, let's do me. Jokes.
All right. Why did the man turn down the job at the camouflage store?
Because he was getting paid too much for unemployment.
That's true. That's true. So why did he get
it's
what?
So true, it's funny.
Why did he turn down the job at the camouflage store?
All right, I got it. I got it.
He jumped right into
couldn't
this
see
one.
Something.
Got
couldn't
it.
See, he couldn't see a future there. I'm thinking out loud.
Well, I already got it. I don't want you to steal my answer.
Couldn't see. Okay. Well, that might be it.
Yeah, we can say our answer at the same time. I think we got the same thing.
Say two.
All right, three, two, one. He
couldn't
see himself
cheese.
Working there.
Blue cheese.
Yeah, he couldn't see himself working.
All right, very good.
I think my answer
I
was
like
better.
No, I
like
get it
he
because he's
a
vampire and he can't see his reflection, right?
No,
I like my answer better.
I liked Randy's too, though. He couldn't see his future there.
It's the same concept.
Couldn't see a future there.
All right,
I'm gonna go with the unemployment.
We got that one.
And he got a job at the mirror factory because that's something he could see himself doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Hopefully that wasn't one of the two.
No. How do you tell the difference? Oh, this is gonna be controversial. There's gonna be some controversy here. How do you tell the difference between a boy ant and a girl ant?
We've done this one. You want to back out of it now?
Yeah, back out.
All right, let's stop that one.
Now I gotta look up.
Wow, you ran out of jokes now.
Go ahead. Oh, it finally happened.
Uh-oh. I didn't know you guys would, especially I didn't know Randy would remember.
I remember that joke. Yeah, the buoyant.
Now I'm scared that any of the other ones I have will be repeats too.
Do I need to take over Podjinx?
Hey,
oh, goodness.
Now Justin has been coming up with. I don't know if he makes these up himself, but he's been hitting some good ones lately. What was the one you said at the restaurant last night about the waiter?
I should apply to be a waiter.
Why is that?
I can see myself bringing a lot. I can bring a lot to the table.
I have a lot to bring to the table.
That's funny. I want to apologize right now. Take this moment to apologize.
That's okay.
Did not record.
Please tell me you recorded.
No, I recorded.
Well, I was going
to
say.
I looked. I'm like, you're making me look.
I quit.
The red light's blinking. It's working. We did not invite the children in here.
That's okay.
What a shame.
This is the Kidman podcast. Well, I mean, I'm ashamed of myself.
They were playing the music earlier, so I think they can hear us.
So, kids, come on in here real quick, kids. And there they are. Okay. I think they heard that from the other studio room. It's just we like to bring them in here with us.
They saw right through that first joke.
Yeah. So Travis has a comeback joke here for us. Are you ready for it?
Sure. Why did the cookie cry?
Why did the cookie cry?
Cookie crumble.
Kinds of cookies.
Oatmeal raisin.
Chocolate chip. Sugar. Snickerdoodle.
Sugar.
I think I got it.
Because that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm
going to go with that. It's not it, but I think that's
I have one. I don't know if it's going to be it, but I think it's a pretty cool answer. Cool is the right word? Probably not.
What did you say? Cool?
People don't say cool anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I do. I'm not people.
All right. Me and Taylor's going to go with that's the way the cookie crumbles. What's your answer,
I'm going to go with because he wasn't able to snicker or doodle.
Jared, you have an answer?
I know.
Something about like a chip. Maybe like he chipped. I don't know.
Off his shoulder. He has a chip on his shoulder.
Or he got a chip in him or something. He had chips.
Okay. What? All right.
He got a chip.
Because his dad was away for so long.
Away for?
I've actually seen that.
I mean,
that's all, folks. Can we, thank God. Of things that people don't say anymore and like the new slang that has come out. Recently, I hate it. I hate it all. I hate all
like
of
what?
The slang. Like
yeah.
cap. I got like.
Oh my God. That took me forever to figure out what
I got
meant.
Like two.
They're
two
younger, redefining all these words.
Two younger right. college guys work at where I work, and they try to. Well, college graduates.
Oh, he's capping. He's capping.
I know, and they say that stuff all the time. I'm like.
They're too old to say.
What are you talking? I'm not even wearing a hat.
That's actually.
I don't understand. Why can't you just say he's lying?
Yeah. Yes.
Like I seen an Instagram reel and insides. Is this true or is this fact or is this cap? And I'm like, wait, that's what?
Did you, I thought when I first saw that, I was like, did you spell crap wrong?
I mean, I'm sure
fact or crap.
I'm sure right? you had slang and your parents.
But it makes it doesn't make sense. Why can't you just say the
at least with the slang that we developed was like actual new words. It wasn't redefining.
I think
words.
You guys are just totally. Realizing
right.
that you
right.
guys
it doesn't redefine.
Like we were like.
So I found one the other day that I came upon one.
I also
apparently,
hate sus.
I hate that too.
I hate sus. Just say
me too.
Apparently, it's a thing now for kids, if you want to be cool on TikTok, to steal stuff from your high school.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And you know what they call it?
You
know what they call it? They don't call it stealing. They might want to make it cool. They call it licks.
What?
Lick. Like a devious lick.
That's stupid.
Right? Yeah,
I'll tell you why every generation comes up with this new slang of words. Because they want to bring it out and throw it on the older people to make you feel stupid like you don't know nothing. Like they know what everything
means.
Like
bet? What? Bet?
It's a cover.
I'm not going to lie. I say bet, and I say sus.
Now.
But to be fair, sus actually makes sense. It's just
that one makes
sense.
It's the shorty
version
it's just
of suspicious.
So annoying. It's annoying because of Among Us because they're like, oh, he's so sus. He's
yeah,
so, like,
I,
shut.
Listen, but we're playing the game.
Just say shady.
You gotta
I say
tell
shady.
Yeah, you could do that. We
she
do that one,
say
too.
Say shady.
That's shady.
If I was a wrestler, my name would be Slam Shady.
Slam Shady.
That's awesome.
I do want to bring up one thing. Kick him back to VBS, because we talked about this after VBS. Before I forget this, because you come up with the terminology. Because you said cap and crap.
Oh, my gosh. Travis said it like 8 times yesterday.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so here's what we all can relate to this. When we're getting ready for VBS,
you're looking
we're trying
for
to props
that
and
theme stuff.
Yeah, all that theme stuff, and you there are certain things you cannot find, and it's grating your nerves because you know it's out there, and you're not finding it, and you can't buy it, and you can't use it.
Yeah.
After VBS, boom, there it is.
Right.
All this stuff just starts coming out, and it was like for one thing, it was the I like wearing these colorful design pattern shirts and stuff. After VBS, I was trying to find shirts that would have like space themes on them and planets. Well, I found a couple of them, and they never made it in time. So they arrived at my house after VBS. They didn't make it in time. And then I found another one that actually had a design of a rocket that looked just like ours. Gray fuselage, red wing tips on the side that was launching up. And I'm like, and I seen that a week or two afterwards, and I texted it to him, to Travis. I said, Travis, there has to be a word or terminology.
No, because I sent you a picture of a rocket that looked just like that rocket, too. It was like an activity thing at Walmart.
Yeah, it was
and
a game
you pushed
or
down,
something.
It's like a game, and it looked like a rocket, and you pushed down on the button, and it gave you an activity to do.
So, like, yeah, and we find that after VBS is over with. I said, there's got to be a terminology or word we can use to describe that you start finding all this stuff that you could have had before, but it wasn't available before. And it starts coming out, and you gave this term...
Deja vu.
I said you nailed that one.
Like
deja vu.
But you gotta
that's
say
exactly
like,
how I feel too.
You gotta say it like deja vu.
Exactly. And so every time we see something that why didn't we see this or find this before VBS? Because we could have used these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh, there it goes. So anyway, I had to get deja that out of my head. Deja vu. Yeah.
Can we just make a word? Can we just do like a random word? And apply it to something else completely normal.
Like they do?
Like they do. Like lick.
I'm sure we
cap.
Can. Yeah.
What does cap mean? Where does that come from?
It means false.
Yeah, but where did that ever come from?
Who made
it
up?
The mind of a 14-year-old.
I don't know.
I guarantee you it's the cleverest thing in the world. I guarantee you.
I think we can top that.
Something.
I tell you who's got something clever to say. This guy.
Uh-oh.
That's
cap.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some have seizures instead.
Hang around for coffee talk after the program. You hear where that came from.
Favorite
coffee talk
time.
Brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com.
That's my favorite time ever.
Okay. So there's this Facebook group, and this guy posted an email he got from one of his adult leaders.
Oh,
so
no.
Here we go. Good morning, John. I was hoping you could help me out. I got up this morning wondering who would win in a fight, a Jedi or one of God's prophets. On one side of the ledger, you have Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker. On the other side of the ledger, there is Moses, Samuel, Elijah. Unfortunately, my time this morning is up and I have to go to work. I was hoping that somebody could help me figure this out. Thanks. All right. And so I don't know what the comment thread looks like now, but I commented, I was like, this has the potential to be the greatest comment thread of all time. And so, so what is your guys' opinions before I get,
well, I got one major question. First of all, isn't Obi-Wan supposed to be Jesus?
Did I say Juan?
What?
Remember, like, you see the pictures of, like, the people.
Oh, Anakin was the chosen one.
No, he's talking about
people swap out pictures in parents' houses of
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or like, the grandmas will just see a picture of Obi-Wan, and they'll think it's Jesus, so they put it up. But, like, why do you have a picture of Obi-Wan? She's like, no, that's Jesus. It's like, no, that's Obi-Wan.
So if you could put a Jedi and a prophet, an Old Testament prophet, who would win? Now, you gave me some answers
it's
that
funny.
They were putting
well,
out
it's
there.
Funny because people actually, like, took this theology style.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. So what was in the comment? What do you guys think first?
I only have a picture of one of the comments. Okay. But it's one of the best ones.
Yeah, I think the comment you read was, yeah.
It was funny.
Read it.
Good.
Read it.
No, what would you guys think? Just take a guess. You don't have to explain it. Just what would you think?
Well, of course, I'm going to have to go with prophets.
Yeah.
You're going to decide the prophets?
Yeah, the power of Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
What's better?
Okay.
What's better, Jared? All
right, let's go.
I mean,
all right, here we go.
Jedis have the Force, and I mean, prophets also, got Jesus.
Also, Jedis aren't real.
Well, go ahead and read your response, Jared. Okay. This is pretty good.
It's all movie magic.
This is an unfair question. Those prophets were just normal humans. Jedis are trained warriors. The reason the prophets were successful is because God showed them favor. So the ultimate question would be if God shows favor on the prophets, then yes, they would win. If he doesn't, then the Jedi would easily cut them in two.
Fair answer. I think that kind of levels the playing field right there.
Yeah, I thought
that's funny. That's good stuff. So now what do you think?
Same.
If God's not with them, they're getting some
I wait for some more intelligent person to give a good answer, and I'm like, okay, I like that one. What he said, yes, thank
Hashtag
you.
Hashtag ditto.
Yep. Anything else, Jared?
No, I got to go make sure I can smell something.
What? Well, hold on.
Please do.
Hold on. Just stick around here for a minute.
Well, here, hold on.
Travis.
All right, now what do you think?
For future reference, I've always had a problem with smelling things. So.
Okay,
well, go open up a coffee can and see if you can smell.
Open up the little K-cups right there.
Actually, like, smell the coffee grounds and then taste the coffee grounds.
Open up. Bleach will work, yeah.
Why'd it go
waking back up? Man. After he smells
bleach. Been here jacked up.
I think it's capping.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds a little sus to me.
Get out.
That's like super sus. That's super sus.
No, now Justin plays this game. It's called Phasmophobia, and you have to ask these questions to this ghost to try and lure him out. And all I hear from his office is, where are you? Are you mad? Where are you? Are you mad?
We're not going to get into this too far. We can do this off the podcast. However, there is a game. It's called Phasmophobia. Phasmophobia is a legitimate term, and it means the fear of ghosts. And the whole concept of the game is it uses voice recognition to where you can actually talk to the ghost, and you try to figure out what type of ghost it is. So whenever we're going into the matches and stuff like that, the three questions that you can ask it through the spirit box to try to get it to talk back to you is, where are you, how old are you, and are you angry? And so it's a speed running thing where you just go in real quick and you just go, how old are you, where are you, are you angry? How old are you, where are you, are you angry? And you go
into
each room.
That's all I hear coming from his office. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Are you angry? Can you write the book?
I'm right here with a bat in my hand.
You know, I'm going to do it more now. I'm going to play as soon as I get home.
Don't. You put on that amplifier. You watching Seahawks when you get home.
I'll be doing both. Anyways, but yeah.
Welcome back, Jared. Did you smell the bleach?
I did. Like it's like the stuff we put in the baptistry.
Uh huh.
And I just
chlorine
sniffed it all up, and it went
you
all
just
up.
Took
in
a
my
shot.
Nose.
Took a shot. Now you can breathe better. Okay.
Well, it made me cough.
Oh, yeah, you
oh,
think?
Goodness.
So all right. Well, that's good. All right. Well, anything else we got to cover? We went Podjinx. We went hold up. Oh, we didn't close off Jared's segment.
Obi-Wan.
Got all kinds of stuff. And that officially concludes Jared's statement of Hold Up. All right. And I think we covered a lot of bases today. And anything else before we head out of here?
And it was a home run.
It was a home run. All right.
I got something real quick.
No.
Yeah, okay, go.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I see my sister here a few months back, and she had drew her eyebrows on.
Oh, my God.
And she drew them on too high, though, and when I told her, she looked surprised.
I guess we walked in that one.
That's all coming my way.
I'll be here never.
All right. Carol.
He doesn't have a sister. He's Captain.
What? We want Carol, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Let me find
out. No, wait. We need Steve from Blue's Clues to close us out today.
Well, he's actually in Coffee Talk.
Okay.
So you hang around Coffee Talk.
Hang around. He
You'll hear Steve.
He's proud of me.
Yes.
He's proud of me. And he tells me I'm looking about, great.
You want a fun fact about Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
He was allergic to caramel apples.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the stick. The stick. Not the apple itself, but the stick inside the apple. He couldn't be... He loved caramel apples. Uh-huh. But he just couldn't with the stick.
Okay.
It was a constant
battle. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. You know you can always help to make each day a special day. By just your being yourself, you grow in your own way. Everyone does. That's one reason each one of us is different and special. And people can like us exactly as we are.
All right, and here you go.
Now, Travis. Okay, so when he would go to carnivals as a kid, he would love to. He would get, like, bushels of caramel apples. He would take them home, and he would eat them. And his parents were like, why are you having such an allergic reaction? And he would eat all the apples, caramel apples, but they found out that it was the sticks that he was allergic to. That's something back in the day that they made the sticks out of that he was allergic to.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
That's all.
No, he's actually eating the sticks. You're
supposed to eat the apple. He actually looks the same as he did before.
Why aren't you putting that up in the microphone so we can hear it? Oh my, that's too loud.
Brother Joe, he's your new best friend, and then I got on a bus and I left. And we didn't see each other for like a really long time. Can we just talk about that?
So this is the Blues guy.
Because
Steve.
I realized that was kind of abrupt. I just kind of got up and went to college. And that was really challenging, by the way, but great because I got to use my mind and take a step at a time. And now I literally am doing many of the things that I wanted to do. And then look at you and look at all you have done and all you have accomplished in all that time. And it's just so amazing, right? I mean, we started out with clues, and now it's what? Student loans, and jobs, and families, and some of it has been kind of hard. You know? I know you know. And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help. And in fact, all the help that you helped me with when we were younger is still helping me today, right now. And that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening. You look great, by the way. Whatever it is you're doing, it's working.
So he needs to come back with a new one. And Blue has grown up to a big old hunting dog, and they're out.
He looks exactly the same. He looks like he's aged like 5 years, Asian, that's it.
There's an Asian guy now.
There was a thing that said he needs to do Blue's Clues, but it's like how to adult.
Yeah.
It'd be way more educational than high school ever was.
We just got an email.
Like
we just got an email.
We just got an email.
Mr. Salt was murdered.
I wonder where it's from.
By Mrs. Pepper.
Like, how do you do your taxes?
Huh?
How to do your taxes?
Yeah.
Like a clue.
Blue, do you have a clue on how to do taxes?
Now you,
we just got an email. It's from a prince from Nigeria.
Yeah,
he
it's
wants
like we
us
got
to donate.
I wonder where it's from. Oh, the IRS.
This is called spam.
How to avoid scams. Like, if someone calls you and
says, we just got now we're going to learn how to open a PDF.
Opening is not the hard part. Editing the PDF is the hard part.
How to use something without...
I've never understood that. People always said...
A Google document without editing other people's work. So people don't hate you.
There's someone at the door. He looks like a criminal. Let's not let him in. He's saying he just wants to check our water line.
Stranger danger. We're still to learn about it, guys.
What Amazon delivery are we getting?
Why didn't you understand this as a child?
No. I didn't order an Amazon package.
Alexa, talk in your mic. Do a check.
Check, check.
And do Travis's.
Check, check.
Michael.
And it was like over $3,000. I had to make it in like 2 or 3 months for like the first installment. But I did it, and I was like, I'm kind of glad he did it because I wouldn't have done that. He was just like, okay, here you go. You're doing this. And I was like, all right.
Well, in February, we're going to be newlyweds for one whole week.
In February, you're going to be newlyweds?
We're finally going on our honeymoon in February.
Oh, we never had one.
Is that what,
still.
So did you guys decide to put it off?
Yep.
No.
Well, we didn't. Okay, yes and no. Well, yes and no.
We were forced to put it off because of the military.
Really?
But to be fair, though, we could have went on a honeymoon. We just we could have waited like a month or two, you know, and then
it would have been hard because you couldn't have gotten a week off from.
That's
a
fair point too. Yeah.
Think about this: if I did not do the honeymoon, I wouldn't have gotten my seizure and lost my job.
I know. That's what I said.
I work with somebody.
So wait a minute.
Me too.
So is that a positive thing that you lost your? I'm confused.
No.
Okay.
How
to get what?
Chocolate Dr. Pepper.
Chocolate Dr. Pepper.
What? Ew.
Okay, you need to explain why it's a good thing that you lost your job.
We got three conversations going on at once here.
It's a good and not good.
100%, Travis.
Because you were just like, oh, it's kind of good that I went on my cruise and had a seizure and lost my job.
Well, it's good that I did something like that for Megan.
What?
You had a seizure for?
I guess, if that's what the cost of it was. Superheroes, not only super... I can't
not
say.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
We have seizures instead.
You'll never see that cross-stitch on a pillow. Not all superheroes wear capes. We have seizures
instead. We fake seizures instead.
Quote that? Can we quote you on that?
Huh?
100%.
We'll quote you on that.
That might be one of the best. What's the coffee talks that we're talking? Is that what we're calling it? Yeah, that might
this
be.
This is the coffee talk.
That's the quote of the coffee talk right there.
Brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Puking sound.
Oh, the puking sound? Okay, hold on. Let me find it. It's in here somewhere.
Take it out of the speaker so she has to hear
it. Oh, Lord, that's terrible.
No, I ain't found it yet. I don't
know. Why are you going to do that?
It's been forever.
I was trying. Oh, my. I set you up for success.
There it goes. All right.
Set him up.
Been forever since we've done that one.
I don't know how to podcast anymore.
Huh?
I don't know how to podcast.
I don't either. It's been a while since we've been back.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what this room is.
Talking to this?
You can talk into your crackers all you want, Travis. It's
Travis
fine, but you know.
How many times have you gone fishing this summer, Travis?
All right, you got your earbuds on.
Fishing?
I'm
you?
Scared too. You bought a fishing outfit.
Okay.
Oh.
There.
Oh, dang it! I thought she had
my headphones are really.
I set him up for success. Earlier.
My headphones are really taut.
Jared's seen what I did.
Yeah.
Hey, why are they saying?
Dang it!
They're so taut.
Get closer.
My headphones are taut.
Wait, Randy, I got to make sure I have the photos actually, dude.
Like, it really, hey, like, they're really taut.
Someone help give her some slack on that. I don't know where it's
or else I'm gonna have
getting
to do
tied
that.
Up at.
Wait, what? Have you guys seen
like that
Arrested
Nicolas Cage
Development?
Picture?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is in the Witcher game I play. Does he not look like the kid?
All right, I got to come down here.
Yeah, he looks like
isn't that weird?
That's better. That's better.
You play the Witcher?
It's good. It's good.
I'm surprised.
Look, have you watched Arrested Development?
You know Michael Cera.
Arrested.
The actor.
Yes.
Michael Cera.
But you know Michael Cera.
Does this kid look like him?
That's in the game.
Yeah, it does look like him.
Does he have, like, lines? Are you sure it's not him, like, playing the character?
No, it was just a random NPC.
Oh. It's probably, like, randomly generated, like, modeling.
Yeah.
Is that gooder?
It went back.
Many
it
went back.
It like yanked me back.
There's two boxes down here. I'm pulling everything down.
Oh, crap.
Row.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Now I can't hear any of you.
You can't hear me. I can say whatever I want.
Oh.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm playing with.
I can say whatever I want.
Alexa is such a beautiful angel.
I can still hear you right next to me.
It came back on.
Is that all better now?
Bugs.
Can you
guys hear? I ate some grass. I used my hand
to
wipe my tears.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Nacho!
Libre!
Incarnacion. That was fun. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. We ready for this?
No.
Not either.
What are we even talking about?
Like, I sent it to you in the band.
Hey, I saw your mom at the mall yesterday.
Aw. I miss my mom. She FaceTimed me last night.
I sent what we was, I sent, you guys remember what I sent in the app?
You see Sylvia all the time. Something about working out.
Working out, thank you.
I know exactly.
We're working out?
I read it.
I know exactly.
No, I read it. I just forget, dude, because it's been a week.
You said, I know, I remember exactly.
I mean, I, yeah, I can roll with it.
Prepare to work out this episode topic.
All right. Plus,
what you said.
Oh, we're not talking about VBS?
No.
Oh, I thought we were.
Yeah, uh-uh. You need to let them talk about
we
VBS,
can.
Man. It's all about you now.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to be part of this. Perfect.
We'll do pop physics. That's where I'm looking for. Pop physics. Justin's got one.
Orange.
And?
Orange vanilla pop.
I just don't look at it. Don't care.
Okay.
That would drive me insane.
Well, that's a good thing it's not your phone.
All right. It's got 229 unread text messages.
Ouch. Why?
I have 260.
Why? No!
challenge accepted.
y'all beat me. I'm still in the double
digits.
I'm
81.
I'm at zero.
It's just when I see a reply from somebody, I can see the reply like a yes or no.
But
yes.
Like
or
email.
A payment confirmation. And
emails, I can do it.
They don't open it.
Unread, though.
But for me, it's my, sometimes like I send stuff to people I work with and they like it. And so I just give a thumbs up and I see it on my watch. I'm like, I don't
exactly.
Have to. Yeah.
So
I already know what it says. Why do I need to open it up?
You can open the messaging app and just say read all instead of having to go through all of them.
I don't need to go through all of them.
Can you say, where do you say read all?
But also Travis misses things.
I don't need to go through all of them. I know what they say.
Do you have any emails that's unread?
No.
My emails are unread.
I do that every day.
Emails I can... Emails I can
they
build
call
up.
That an
text I can't.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
They call it they call it organization.
No, that's there's a big difference.
5,707.
Inbox zero is like OCD.
Yeah.
5,707 emails.
If they have crazy.
I don't
emails
delete
all the time.
Emails. I just
I'm
read them.
I can get through my emails just fine.
I delete what I don't need.
Anyways.
That's an interesting topic.
I have three email boxes.
Digital hoarders. That's what
I'm
it
not
is.
Hoarding
it's
anything.
Either it's either you just don't care to open them up, or it's an ego thing.
I've
got 18,000 emails unread.
Hoarding indicates that you want to keep it. It's not that I want to keep it. I just don't care to delete it because it's not bothering me.
Also, it's like
you could classify that as a hoarder too. Like,
no,
you can.
I go through once.
Hoarding means
emails.
You get a hold of something you don't want to let it go.
But that's like right. But it's like in the same sense. If I was like that, and I was like, I never want to clean my house, and I just. Continue to have things, and I'm like, I never want to clean my house.
That's not hoarding.
The hoarding thing is an insecure thing.
But you're keeping it
a lot of times,
regardless.
There's
if
a lot
you
of,
want it or not.
A lot of emails I keep because it has a history thing. There's information that I want to keep in that to refer back to.
But you can
that's not hoarding. That's filing.
But you can still read it.
Yeah.
But you can still read it
where you see all these badge notifications.
Like I have emails that are important, but they're just red.
Yeah.
And I know any emails that I don't archive.
I mean, not optimizing
you can
your
archive.
Phone experience.
I also understand the contents of the message without opening it up. So, like, it's like Lily.
Not always.
Like, I do.
There's some weird
ones. Oh, you're special, huh?
I'm better
well,
than
you. Well, I can look at it and I can see what it says without having to open it up because technology is advanced.
I've got an IT job.
Travis does it, too, and he does have an IT job.
I have all my emails I save because they're all newspapers.
All right, Travis.
Well, all right, so
they're sitting right up against my furniture emails. It's stacked right next to them. I might need those old newspaper emails.
All right, dear Jesus, it's been forever. Help us to get our momentum back, if we had any, and then so help us to talk about and share what we have today. Hopefully our 8 listeners who are still out there and bless other ministries out there who listen and can extract and use stuff from what we share with them. In Jesus' name, please.
Please.
Amen.
We have momentum. We have Jared.
No, you don't. Like,
Oh, yeah.
We don't have it.
Momentum Youth Ministries.
We don't even have it yet.
All right, LOL. And here we go.